And now another Lenten connection, this time Father Mark Di Battista.
This week the Church celebrates her holiest week. We'll hear the gospel of Mary of Bethany anointing the feet of Jesus, always presented on Monday of Holy Week. One of the overarching themes in St. John's Gospel is that the majority of the Gospel is presented within the context of Holy Week. Within the anointing of Jesus' feet, we are drawn into the intimacy of the family of Bethany to have a celebratory meal in honor of Jesus for the raising of Lazarus within the actual context of Holy Week. For the Jewish people, the anointing of the burial ritual was extremely important. But because of the circumstances surrounding his death, Jesus' body was not prepared properly for burial. Hence, John incorporates the anointing of Jesus' body by Mary 6 days before the Passover, in anticipation of what will happen very shortly. Moreover, the Church picks up the chronology of this timeline by reading this Gospel passage on the Monday of Holy Week each year. The sheer value of the ointment both indicates the importance of Jesus to the family at Bethany and demonstrates the love with which he was held by Mary and, by inference, Martha and Lazarus. Judas quickly estimates the value to be 300 denarii, which is the equivalent of 300 days' wages for a labourer of that time. If we bear in mind the labourer in Australia would receive an average of $62,000 per annum, we are looking at a jar of ointment valued at over $49,000. The tender gesture of Mary as she anointed the feet of Jesus and then wiping them with her hair is something that a wife would scarcely do for her husband. Yet, seeing her love and knowing her heart, Jesus receives her lavish gift and defends her against Judas's criticism because she was saving it for the day of his burial. More than likely, this ointment would originally have been set aside for the members of this family, but it has been used instead for Christ. If we had to place a value on our love for Jesus, would we be as lavish as Mary of Bethany? May we always remember that the measure we measure out is the measure we will receive in return.